Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here!
Right here!
Right now!
Right now!
On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. Yeah, we're just talking about litter and how much garbage there is just on the streets. And when I saw some pictures of Washington, D.C., it's like cars are driving down. It's like, my God, there's not a piece of litter out here. I mean, I know they have a lot of the National Guard guys picking up litter, you know, just being out there, being a deterrent, not really doing anything, but just picking up litter and best. But yeah, after it looked all good, everything's cleaned up, it's just nice. Let's just keep it nice, people. So how about in honor of Johnny's mom this weekend, go out and pick up a piece of trash?
Yeah, another word, huh? Trash.
Yeah.
Trash! It's quite the build-up. We did call Sweet James during the break. Hello, Sweet James.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I had a question for you because I saw that AT&T has to pay a ton of its customers as part of a $177 million data breach settlement. And so some people could get as much as $7,500. Is that something that we would have to opt into? Like if they send us something in the mail and it's like, hey, do you want to be part of this? Or is that just something that they'll send us a check because we were part of the data breach?
That's a great question, and you have to opt out. You don't opt in. So, yes, you are in that case if you did not opt out. So you might get a check in the mail, and you're like, what is this for? And you'll be like, oh, yeah, the AT&T data breach, yeah.
I wouldn't even think that was real. I'd be like, why am I getting a $7,500 check from AT&T?
Now, when AT&T sends you that check in the mail, does it look like it's an ad for something else for AT&T? And you're like, this looks like junk mail.
Yeah.
It's junk mail.
No, usually there's a letter. Usually there's a letter from the firm that handled it and a description of what it is and the case number, and you can look it up, and it's legit. Yeah, so you're not going to worry about it.
Look for that. So some people might get as much as $7,500.
There you go. Yeah.
Money right there.
I also had another question for you.
Yes, sir.
This guy is suing a grocery store because while he was trying to steal a car, he was punched, kicked, and hit by employees as they tried to stop him. The thief claims he suffered permanent hearing and vision loss, nerve damage, and ongoing migraines, insomnia, and panic attacks.
Wait. He was trying to steal a car or buy a car?
No, he was trying to steal a car at a grocery store. Okay. So the employee, I guess the guy out there collecting carts, a couple cart guys, started kicking this guy's ass because he was trying to steal a customer's car.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to sue the grocery store because the employees kicked his ass for trying to steal a car. And, oh, by the way, he's a chronic thief with 17 prior convictions.
I say no case.
Here's the question. What state did this happen in?
Oh, it happened in Canada.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to get anything. Most states do not want a tortfeasor or somebody due to their malfeasance to benefit that. So doing something wrong and then gaining from it, the law does not like that. California is a bit of a weird exception because they kind of look at some different stuff here. But most states, no case.
So if it happened here in California, you got your ass kicked. He has a case against the grocery store.
It depends. Oh. It depends if it was.
Frank, you've heard those stories excessive. Where somebody gets trapped in your garage because they're trying to steal something, you know, trying to rob you, but then they get trapped in the garage and then they're starving. And then, you know, it's like, sorry, bud, you were trying to rob me.
Oh, and somebody hops your like pool fence, like they go swimming and they drown in your pool, that you're liable for some reason, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's different. Different states have different rules. Like Florida, no chance. Like they're like, you should have been shot. California is a little left, so they look at more things.
James, always good to talk to you. If you ever need any kind of legal advice, you think I got a case as far as like you've been injured in an accident, give him a call, 1-800-900-0000, 1-800-9-million, at sweetjames.com. Thank you, bud.
Always a pleasure.
Love you guys.
We love you too. He knows.
I mean, will it go to a jury trial? And then the jury's going to have to use their own common sense to go, no.
Right.
You get nothing.
Especially with a history. It's not like it was his first time and he was 17.
Common sense and writing law. Mm-hmm. It's not like, okay, what about the FAFO?
But they don't want vigilante justice. You know what I'm saying? They don't want you to take the law into your own hands. I think that's the part.
This is civil. He's not trying to get those two guys who kicked his ass to go to jail. He's suing the grocery store for money because I can't hear out of this ear because they beat me in that ear. And then so I kind of hurt too. And then I got nerve. I have PTSD. I can't go to Ralph's anymore.
Dude, no. No case. Yeah, if I'm on the jury, no.
Shut up. Get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. Even for bringing that up. Bam, bam. Tap, tap. Get the hell out of here.
You're wasting our time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
When I'm governor, tap, tap.
Right. Frank Kramer. Tap, tap.
I'll take some litter with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't leave a trail, people. Leave it better than you found it. So simple.
There's a new crime now. People are stealing gutters to sell for scrap metal. So the gutters on your house?
Mm-hmm.
Might walk out one day and the gutters are gone. What the hell happened to the gutters? Somebody took them. So they go scrap them.
It's the new copper piping.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's even happening in broad daylight. People just don't care anymore. I guess in certain states, you don't have to care. Because, I mean, if you go out there and try to stop them stealing your gutters, you can get sued for it.
Ridiculous.
What idiots running this place.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of gutters here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what do you California.
Mean? I got gutters.
You think? Do you know or do you think?
I know. I purchased gutters. Yeah, I got a gutter guy.
Oh,
yeah, I have a gutter. I had to put gutters on this house though, after we had a lot of damage done to the house because
your mom introduced him because she lives there in the gutter. With the other trash.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I just had a gutter guy.
We didn't have gutters on our house.
What, the rain just drips off all around it?
That was kind of, it kind of pissed me off. So mm-hmm. I put just one gutter on the front where my garage door is.
So it's like you put a hat on your house?
Yeah. Just a brim.
So the bill keeps the water out of its eyes?
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the things just flows over the sides.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, if your gutters are gone, somebody probably stole them.
Get some cameras at least, then you might know who.
But if everyone has cameras now,
I know,
is anything a deterrent if they're stealing gutters in broad daylight?
I don't know. A Rottweiler? Enter this yard at your own risk, I guess.
Or maybe they're stealing him off the front of the house. They didn't go in the backyard. They just get the downspouts in the front.
Yeah.
Gone. Right. Yeah. Each house.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to grab.
There's a 23-year-old man. He's accused of recording up a woman's skirt at a library. Now, okay. I should have asked Sweet James about this. Okay, his defense.
Oh, this ought to be good.
He told a witness that it was his job to do it.
It was his job to record video.
Upskirts of girls in libraries. That's my job. Because I sell content to creeps online. So I have to do this.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a sicko, weirdo. I sell this stuff to sicko weirdos online.
He's just a company man, Frank. A company man.
I mean...
God.
What the...
seriously.
Tap, tap.
I mean...
What? Oh, in that case... Feel free.
By the way, right off the film. Cut the ladies in. You know, maybe there are women who are like, hey, cut me in on that. We'll pretend it's like this covert video if that's what's going to help. And then I'm part of it. I'm into it. You can pretend that, but I'm getting, you know, I'm okay with it. I'm allowing it. There are OnlyFans girls who are
you
like,
you would? Yeah, because at least if it's upskirting, your face wouldn't be in it.
Right. And if you're like, oh, if that's what, I'm going to get $50 if I just kind of uncross my lips. Oh, at this point, Frank, if they want to look at it, go ahead. Look, here it is.
Yeah, oh, my God.
No, not me, but I know there are girls. There are people who are on OnlyFans. Listen, I could make a ton of money on OnlyFans. With this tongue, I would retire with mansions on hills with what I've been requested for this.
Why don't you do that?
It's not my thing. I'm not going to. That's not how I'm.
Your parents are dead.
I know. That is helpful. Until the wife dies, okay. I can't do that. No, I just, it's not something
she would enjoy a mansion on a hill, like a big old ranch up there in Oregon that is a dog sanctuary. I mean, there's been those girls that are like, yeah, I pretty much did OnlyFans for, 5 years and made enough money to never have to work again. And now this girl has a dog farm or like it's an animal. Like,
mm-hmm. You are helping sell it now.
Rescue, where it's like anything, but she made all of her money and she probably still pop online, do a quick upskirt milking video.
Right, right. Yes. A little extra.
She got a cow. I think she's upskirt milking video.
Video.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It allowed her to buy some more hay for the animals.
There you go.
You know, just here to make hay.
I mean, yeah, but I guess I shouldn't encourage every woman to go do this, because the women who are trying it and they're not making any money, there's like a lunatic fringe of women who are actually making a ton of money on this.
Yeah.
As opposed to the women who try it, and they made, $37 for putting a jalapeno in their beehole. You're like, that's all you made? Oof.
Wait, you can make money? You can make $37?
Johnny does that crap for free.
I know, yeah. I'll take 35.
It's a jalapeno. You can't take heat.
Not my mouth.
Well, we've been together a long time, and you still learn something new every day about people. It's one of the reasons I keep coming back. For more.
Yeah, keep coming back for more.
Man.
Sick
of. Get one of those seeds caught, Johnny. You'd be dealing with that for years to come.
Oh, my God. People would be like, oh, that's so hot.
Speaking of Heidi saying that she might do an upskirt video for $50 because you don't see her face, that reminds me that Chipotle's bringing back carne asada tomorrow. That's a true story. They're bringing back carne asada tomorrow.
A little skirt steak.
Mm-hmm.
In a taco
mm-hmm.
shell.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I think it might have been in the 9 o'clock hour, talking about porn and how, like, you might be going too far. Like, it says 25% of Americans are taking a break from sex. Mm. And that might be considered just, like, looking at it, being around it, any kind of thing that's sexualized, because they're just so overdone that I need to take a break. I'm going to take a break from drinking for a month.
I've reached my own
limit. Let the liver rest, where it's like, yeah, because you're like, I need to desensitize or get more sensitive to what I used to be sensitive to, as opposed to what I'm looking at now. And I think it might be backfiring on the new online age verification laws for the naughty websites. Are having some unintended consequences. So you put them up there, these age, walls, keep kids
meaning
out, right?
You can't get in unless you're 18 mm-hmm. or 21 or whatever it is. Is that what you're talking about?
I think it's 18, right?
18. Okay.
Yeah. But now kids are just going to sketchy or not safe for work websites that don't comply with rules.
Well, yeah, you're going to have that. Yeah, of course.
So you're basically pushing them to the sites that
are
going to allow them in. Maybe not even dark web, just like, they just don't follow rules.
Right.
Yeah.
There's always a loophole, Frank. There's always a back door.
So, I guess you feel better about yourself because you put up the firewall for whatever
it's like,
reason.
Oh, the drinking age is 21. Oh, so kids under 21 will never drink.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Mm-hmm. That was the reason the cool parents would let the kids drink at the house with them, right? Because they didn't want them going out somewhere else and making bad decisions. At least
I have eyes on you here. You're not going anywhere. I have your keys. Yeah. My mom was not one of those people, but I knew those moms. My friend Mike's mom was that mom. You kids can have your wine coolers here, but you're not leaving.
Any of you guys use a VPN? Virtual private network?
No. Creep.
Would I know exactly. if I do?
It sounds creepy.
But that's exactly where we're at. I mean, but those are so popular now, and kids are more likely to use them than we are in our demographic right here.
Because they know about
them. In a survey of people, 40 and over, none of us use them. But they are so popular that... you see billboards for them driving around on the freeways and stuff. So that means a lot of people are using them, and that's what they're using them for, is to get around like age verifications or anything like that. But
of course,
I mean, it just,
I wouldn't even know how to get. Is it an app?
Yeah,
is it okay? It is. But then do you use Google to get into your VPN account? I mean, so now you're on Google, or is it its own thing? So
essentially,
we don't even know.
But Google doesn't have your IP address directly. Uh-huh. So it can identify that
you're sounding creepier and creepier every moment.
Jordan, I'm a little concerned.
This is the world we live in, guys. I'm not.
I know.
I'm not the creepy one who came up with it. I'm trying to understand it myself.
Oh man!
But like you're saying, it's driving people to figure out ways of going around loopholes.
Johnny, you'll have to know because you got kids. You got a little boy and a little girl, so you're going to have to know. Like, it doesn't matter if I don't know. What's it matter? But you're going to need to know. So you need to know if your kids are on there. Well, Johnny's on VPN.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
How are your kids at reading compared to you?
They're good.
Do you make sure they're good?
My daughter can't read.
Because you're you have a hard time with it?
Me and my daughter are on the same playing level.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because she can't read.
She dyslexic like you?
No, she just hasn't learned yet. She's in
She's
grade.
Only four, she's, right?
Yeah, five. She's going to be six next week.
Oh, five.
Yeah. She just, she's learning that right now. But my son... he's all right.
Well, I mean, with all listening to books like Heidi does, she still claims it's reading. It's not reading. When you're listening to a book, that does nothing for
your... No, that's not reading.
That does nothing for your reading level. Because if we gave her a book to read, she would... But you give it to somebody who has a great reading level, she's like, yeah, this person tells a wonderful story, and the way they paint the picture and they change their voices, it's awesome. But as far as reading level goes, I mean, I don't know if it's going to surprise anybody, but according to the U.S. Department of Education, 54% of Americans between the ages of 16 and 74, which, by the way, we're number one in.
That's right.
Read below the equivalent of a sixth grade level.
Ooh.
Over half, pretty much everybody, 16 to 74, read below a sixth grade level. That doesn't mean they didn't finish school. Most of them probably did. But reading comprehension is a complex cognitive function that can deteriorate if you don't read and exercise your brain regularly. So these people are just walking around.
Yeah, it's the
whatever.
Yeah, it's the reading comprehension. It's like, yeah, and I've done that too.
Did you have like that weird flex when you were in like elementary school? It's like you did the whole comprehension test or whatever. They're like, oh, look, you got a 8th grade reading level, but you're in the 5th grade. And you're like, oh, well, 8th grade reading level.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
You used to go like talk to 8th grade girls. I can read as well as you.
Just so you know, I'm basically your age.
We're on the same level of of reading, so if you want to ever go out. Is there something like that? You think back in your times of, I guess, self-inflation? Your odd flexes?
Hmm. Well, we were talking. It wasn't didn't have something to do with.
I mean,
school.
Reading is pretty much. I mean, okay, that's lame.
I mean, but I was on a junior bowling league, as you mentioned bowling earlier, and it made me remember I was on a junior bowling league.
Yeah.
And I bowled one of the games, and we won. I bowled a 212.
Damn.
I was 13.
And the bumpers were up.
Well, sure.
Were they really?
And I got to throw it from the middle of the lane, but still. No bumpers. It was a junior league, and I bowled a 212. I've never bowled a 212.
It's four balls a frame.
I've never bowled a 212 again in my life. I probably would maybe bowl 100.
Did you even know
now.
What you were doing at the time? Like, oh, my God, this is like the game. I'm having the game of my life, and you were in the zone.
I'm not really. I love athletics, and I love sports. My brain doesn't really go there. I just do the moment, and I don't think about the big picture, really. So I wasn't like, whoa, so aware of what I was doing. It was other people who were like, whoa, Heidi, like, well, you're going to get it. And I got a little trophy that said, you know, what, high game, 212 or whatever. And I used that one for quite a while. I was like, yeah, whenever bowling came up with anybody, I was like, yeah, bowled a 212.
Still
and
this
you
day.
You know what? It wasn't.
Because as soon as I asked about your odd flex, you instantly thought your bowling story.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, that's all I had.
How old were you?
13. 13. I haven't really had anything
right.
to brag about
818-955-2955. Just the lamest flex that you have. Call us. That you actually use to impress other people. Reading at an 8th grade level.
In 5th
and
grade.
And bowling at 212.
Yeah. That's ours. Top that.
Yes. So
that's who you're listening to every morning, just so you guys know.
Your dumb brag.
That's who you're listening to every morning. Yeah.
I do got to say that. I've been... I read with my son every night, basically. And I like to do a lot of the reading myself.
His son reads to him.
He showed up.
Yeah. Has he taught you anything?
He'll switcheroo.
I go into his room last night, and he pulls out these two books, and they're called I Survived. And it's I Survived September 11th attacks. And oh. I Survived the Sinking of the Titanic. It's a series of books.
It's a pop-up fall-down book.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
Watch that. You open it, and then you close it. Gone.
It's just it's the strangest thing. I just don't know why he picked these things. And the I Survived.
Dust flies out each end.
Oh.
But they have other ones like I Survived Hurricane Katrina, and they're kids' books. I survived the bombing of Pearl Harbor. It's the name
this
of these,
cannot
this
be
book
true.
Series. No, it's true. It's a book series.
Did he like?
He ordered himself.
Yeah, he got them at the library.
Oh, okay. Checked them out at the library.
Yeah, at the library.
And they're four
they were
kids.
So interesting, yeah.
Wow. You know, I know your kid's a serial killer. Big Glory Gaynor fan.
I will survive. First, I was afraid. I was petrified. Yeah. Kept thinking how.
Then there were all these books, and I realized I'm going to survive.
Yeah, right. I'm going to be fine.
All right, your odd brag or flex. 818-955-2955. Make us all feel normal because we're all dumb. We've bragged about dumb stuff.
Always.
You thought was going to be impressive. Really wasn't, looking back. But whatever. What was it? 818-955-2955. You can also text as well. Coming right back. We're out of here, Frank.
This
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.